Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Is that Dan? Is that Van or is that the Stones? I can't even tell.
Well, sounds like them to me.
Them, yeah. Okay, very good. And on the phone from Atlanta, Illinois, our friend Bill Thomas. Are you there, Bill?
Hey, yeah, I'm here.
Thanks for joining us. Can you hear me okay, Bill?
Yeah, just
okay.
Fine.
Okay, Bill, I never know how to introduce you. Preservationist? Is that the best title?
Yeah, let's go with that tonight. That works.
So I've been driving up and down the highways, and I was down 55, and I was in a hurry, so I didn't get to go through Atlanta a couple weeks ago. But I started thinking about you. I was wondering what's new on Route 66, what's new in Illinois, and then you send me all this stuff. There's a lot going on, so I wanted to give the listeners a little bit of an update of some of the new developments. And so right off the bat, this thing with the National Trust for Historic Preservation, they just went off on July 2nd. What's going on there?
Hey, it has been a really cool and exciting year, Dave. As you say, on July 2nd, Route 66 was named a national treasure by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. And that's sort of their highest designation that they as a preservation organization give. I mean, that puts Route 66 in the company of things like the Astrodome, Music Row down in Nashville, the Delta Queen Riverboat, and even the Pullman National Monument on the south side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a real honor for us to receive that designation.
And what does that mean?
Well, that's the real beauty of it. What it primarily means is that the National Trust for Historic Preservation is going to make available on behalf of Route 66 all of the resources at its disposal. And in particular, what they're doing for us is helping us achieve another designation. We're working really hard to get Route 66 identified by the federal government as the country's 20th National Historic Trail. So just this past week, there was a cross-country caravan that started out of Chicago, and they're headed all the way out to L.A. now. And what they're doing is letting folks know about this initiative and encouraging them to go online and sign a petition that'll be delivered to Congress in support of designating Route 66 a National Historic Trail. So it's a pretty big deal.
And what have you seen this summer? Have you seen a lot of traffic coming through Atlanta? Tell the listeners where Atlanta is, actually.
Atlanta is midway on the Mother Road, as we like to say. It is about 3 hours south of Chicago and about two and a half hours north of St. Louis, right off of Interstate 55, but most importantly, on an original alignment of historic Route 66. And yeah, we're seeing our usual bumper crop of tourists, both domestic and international. It's just great.
Are the numbers up? Are they down? I mean, I don't need hard numbers.
They're about as busy as we were last year. Yeah, it's a good year so far.
You know, I was thinking about you, and I was looking back. I've known you for years, and I was looking at some stuff I wrote about you back in 2005 when we were talking we were talking about the image of the U.S. overseas with bureaucratic visa policies and stuff like that and how it affected international travel. Fast forward to the climate today of stuff that's going on in the news. Has that affected foreign visitors at all?
You know, I have to say I can't say that I wasn't a little worried about that, but at the same time, I've not seen any indication that the number of tourists going down 66 has diminished or decreased at all because of anybody's impression overseas of the U.S. If anything, as of last year and this year, I think interest, especially in Europe, for Route 66 has increased. They held the first ever European Route 66 Festival last year. I believe it was in Germany, and the next one is coming up in August, and it's in the Czech Republic. So the interest internationally is just as strong as it ever was, from my observation anyway.
And in these times and days, anybody who travels the whole route from Chicago to Santa Monica, I mean, it's a ribbon. It's a ribbon that connects America, you know?
Right, it sure is. And that's why it's so important that we make sure it gets preserved.
Road Ahead Partnership, I think these are some notes. Talk about this Road Ahead Partnership, and I'm interested in the Route 66 navigation app. Now, when I did the whole trip in 91, I used that time. It was at least Tom Snyder's little handbook. You know, making notes in it, and I was getting lost and stuff. So a navigation app, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was an idea that we had, the Road Ahead Partnership had, because back in 2015, we did a cross-country trip all from Chicago all the way out to L.A. on 66, primarily designed just to listen to people along the road and find out from them what the greatest needs and challenges were. And time and again, folks mentioned, you know, it's been decommissioned as a U.S. highway, so there isn't uniform signage from one end of it to the next. And it is difficult in some places to actually navigate the road. So in these days of technology, we thought, well, how can we better address that? And we came up with this idea of, well, let's create a GIS-based Route 66 navigation app. And we're currently working with folks down at Illinois State University to do that. We should have it released May of 2019.
Wow. Now, what's GIS? I don't know what GIS-based. What does GIS mean?
Oh, GIS-based means those are the satellites that go around. I believe it stands for Geographic Information System, but those are the satellites that help you when you're using any navigation program. You know, it talks to you and tells you, oh, in 30 feet, turn here, turn left or right. It'll be plugged into that kind of a system, so you'll have it on your phone or your iPad, whatever, going down the road, and it will tell you moment by moment you're on the route or you're not on the route and tell you how to travel it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, we're really excited about it.
One more bullet point I'd like to hit. Vintage Motel Task Force, keeping these classic motels alive and vital.
Yeah, that actually is an idea that came to us because a couple of years ago, Dave, the National Trust for Historic Preservation actually included Route 66 vintage motels on its 11 most endangered list. And now that we're working with the National Trust again, the Road Ahead decided, you know what, we really need to focus on promoting and preserving these vintage motels, because when they're gone, they're gone, and they're struggling. So we've put together a group of folks. We've only met two or three times so far, so we're in the early stages of this, but our goal is to find out the specific needs and challenges of owner-operators of vintage motels all along the road and do whatever we can to help them stay in business.
Wagon Wheel, is that the one in Cuba, Missouri?
Yes, the one in Cuba, Missouri.
I've stayed there.
Yeah, it's a cool one.
Small rooms and small beds, but a beautiful place. But I'm always interested in neon signs, and I'm just always, you know, how hard is it to keep these vintage neon signs going and parts for neon signs when they break down? Is that part of the thing with this?
Oh, sure. That's an ongoing challenge, as is simply making sure people know that you exist in the first place. One of the best neon signs, in my opinion, is, do you know the Blue Swallow Motel?
Yes.
Yeah, that's just a gorgeous neon sign at that place. But those folks are so dedicated to their businesses, we owe it to them to help them survive and make sure that people traveling Route 66 are able to have that experience of staying in a vintage motel.
We got about a minute left. I want to plug Atlanta. How can people find out more about going to Atlanta? You know, I want to go to the Kolar Rooming House. I got to get there. I saw that thing before it even opened. You took me over there. So
yep.
How can people discover Atlanta?
That would be great. Well, go to kolarroominghouse.org online. You can find out about it. And then one of our other signature attractions in town is, of course, is the Palms Grill Cafe. You can Google that. Those are really cool. But the URL that I'd really like to give you, if you don't mind me, is where folks can go online to sign up for the petition in support of designating 66 a National Historic Trail.
Nope.
And that is savingplaces.org/preserve-route, spelled out, /66#. savingplaces.org/preserve-route66#.